Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So the whole beard thing, I mean, you know, it's just so strange. I was at the barber shop about two, three days ago. Had a bit of grooming done. And we just got talking about beards and how it's become so popular. And, you know, it's like a thing. And different guys do it for different reasons, which got me onto this article, 10 things you should know before dating a guy with a beard. Because, you know, there are rules, Carla. I don't know if you know this.
I didn't know there were any rules.
There are rules that men with beards would like the world to know. We're asking, we're requesting that if you are confronted, if you're confronted by a man with a beard, now make them sound like criminals, us. When you're confronted with a man with a beard, there are a couple of things we'd like you to know. By the way, thank you. I know it looks better. Thank you so much. All the compliments. Calm down. Number one, don't ask us to shave it. Because that's normally, and how long have I had this beard? 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years, yeah. To this day, I will have people come to me and the opening line would be, "Ach nee man, skeer af hy baard." That literally, that's what they would say.
The opening line.
On opening line. Not good morning, good evening, how's it going? That would be on Facebook. Ladies specifically would want, it's a thing, before good morning. It will tickle when we kiss you. Yes. We're not all hipsters. I love that one. Some men, let me tell you something about beards. It just grows. It's not like you don't manufacture it.
Jy lag te lekker vir jou eie grap,
you know. You don't have to manufacture it. It just grows. It's part of being a man. You know, when you decide in life to become a hipster, they don't give you a beard. It just happens that way. It just grows. Yes, you can stroke it, but don't pull it. We'll put this list up for you online on jacarandafm.com, okay? For you to go and have a look. The question I have this morning is specifically, ladies, what is the resistance? What's the problem here?
I can tell you.
084-850-0942, or please call me instead. 083-910-9421. Carla?
Your beard has to connect.
Huh?
It has to connect.
With what?
So your beard is full, right? It's not patches. Some men has patches.
Don't hate on men with patchy beards, Carla. It's, once again, it's not like you, it's not a choice. It just grows that way for certain men. I'm very happy that I have a full beard. But some men, especially like the more blonder men, they sometimes come out with a bit of a patchy beard. It's just how it happens. What's the resistance? What is the story, ladies? Let's speak to Wendy. Wendy in Morleta Park. Goeiemôre.
Môre, Martin. Hoe gaan dit?
Goed en jy?
Baie goed, baie goed.
Wat is die story met dames en baarde? Hoekom word
man, ek la-
Ja?
Ek love a man met a baard. My man het al seker 35 jaar een baard. En om een man te soen met a baard, it's divine. It's like eating soup with a fork. You can't get enough.
I thought you were going to say it's like eating soup with a fork. It's going to get stuck in his beard.
No, I
hear you. Thanks so much for that, Wendy. Appreciate it. Maar wat sê jy vir die vrouens wat so aangaan oor die baard story?
Maybe they haven't. Hulle moet net bietjie wakker word, hoor.
They haven't tried it, you see.
Ja, that's the thing. They haven't tried it.
And the longer the beard gets, the softer it gets.
Yes. Then the tickling part goes away. It's just divine.
It's like that first couple of days or weeks even when it's quite hard. Dis amper soos daai wat nie meer goed waarmee jy skol goed wie potte mee skrob.
Stambol. Skouers. Ons is so Goldilocks.
So eers 'n paar dae dan so die Goldilocks effect. Dan weer 'n bietjie seer maak. Lekker Wendy, dankie vir die chat, hoor.
Is 'n plesier, mooi bly, lekker dagie. Bye.
083-910-9421.
In my experience, men with beards are way better kissers. That said, it must be well groomed. It must be oiled. It must be taken care of. It needs to be soft for obvious reasons. But, hot.
We don't always have time in our days for that, you know. Busy people. Time to sit there and oil it and all that.
As ek na my hare kan kyk, kan jy na jou baard kyk.
Ek het hare ook.
Okay. Nou, as jy mooi na jou hare kan kyk, kan jy na jou baard ook kyk.
Not comparing apples with apples here. You must pick another part of your body. Okay, never mind.
As ek lipstick kan dra, kan jy na jou baard kyk.
By the way, there's a name for the fear of beard. It's called begonophobia. You're welcome, world.
Oh.
I want to help people on the show on Monday. It's International Beard Day on Monday. And I want to help certain ladies get over their fear of beards. Listen to this.
I'm really not a fan of beards at all. Guys with beards are either too lazy to shave or they're hiding a weak chin.
Wow.
Yo. Hey? Sure.
That's a lot of judgment. That's a lot of judgment, hey?
Murder, jylle? Nee. Bart, nee. As jy nie skeer nie, gaan ek nie skeer nie. Jy steek jou mooi jawline weg, ek steek my mooi beentjies weg. Môre Martin en span, dit is Marie wat praat. Al wat ek kan sê van 'n baard is, en veral Martin, jy in spesifiek, jy is pragtig, maar as ek na jou verwys, dan noem ek jou stem in die bos. Want jy is mos nou die stem en dan het jy nou die bos. Nee, ek is maar 'n gladde gesig hier, dame.
Listen to this guy.
Môre Martin, weet jy, ek kyk jou so toe ons February maand saam op die boot was. Ek dink myself, okay, nice hare. Bart, as jy vir jouself so scruffy look gaan gee en so op so 'n model tipe van 'n baard wat net so scruffy is. 12 weke in die gym, raak so 'n bietjie van daai boepie ontslaa. Ek wil vir jou een ding sê, jy kan daai Magic Mike oudjies van jou kan jy gou gee. Lekker dag. Bye bye. Wow.
It's just a lot of judgment about hair that grows naturally from a man's face. Okay, I'm going to invite all of you to come to the show on Monday. Put on a bit of a blindfold. And I'm going to help you get over your begonophobia for free. You don't have to pay for this therapy. You don't even have to pay for that therapy, so you're welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up, so... Breakfast with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up. Gotta